Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
In planning, conducting and reviewing clinical trials, it's important to select the outcomes that really matter to patients and practitioners. The COMET initiative is seeking to make it easier to choose these outcomes. And Paula Williamson from the Medical Research Council's Northwest Hub for Trials Methodology Research, based at the University of Liverpool in England, describes their work.
Clinical trialists often struggle with identifying the outcomes to collect which would be of most value to eventual users of their research. This leads to difficulties for those producing and reading systematic reviews of trials, who have probably experienced the frustration of finding that the original researchers either did not measure certain outcomes or measured them in such different ways that it will be difficult or impossible to compare, contrast, or combine the studies. Much could be gained if, for each medical condition, there was an agreed minimum set of core outcomes that were measured and reported in all clinical trials in that area. The COMET initiative, launched earlier this year, is an international network bringing together individuals and organisations interested in the development, application and promotion of such core outcome sets. COMET aims to collate relevant resources in a publicly available searchable database, to provide guidance on methods for developing core outcome sets, and to develop reporting standards for such studies. What we know now is that work on core outcome sets exists in over 40 clinical areas, but we also know that these studies have had little or no patient involvement, and examples exist where patients have identified an outcome important to them as a group that has not previously been measured. The goal for COMET over the next year is to increase the number of clinical areas where a core outcome set is being developed, and to achieve greater patient collaboration with this work. Planning is underway for the second COMET meeting in Bristol next year, where we hope to be able to report significant progress. We believe this to be a great opportunity for everyone involved in clinical trials to collaborate to improve the evidence base for healthcare in the future.
You can access the resources being compiled by COMET through the University of Liverpool website at www.liverpool.ac.uk/NWHTMR.